Robert Dalek is a presidential historian and a Reagan biographer. He recalled for us when Ronald Reagan first took the oath of office in 1981, the United States hostages who had been held for over a year in Iran were freed at almost the same moment.
It was a very dramatic moment because I'm sure you remember that the country had struggled with this issue of the hostage crisis for quite a while, and Jimmy Carter had tried to rescue them by sending a military mission into Iran, and that had failed. And it was really a very painful business for the country, and it was on the news every night, just about. And so Reagan is associated with having won the freedom of these hostages, and it launched his administration in a very effective way. Then, of course, what was such a telling moment in his presidency was the assassination attempt in March, and he weathered that storm. But more than weathered it, he, I think, at that point fastened his hold on the public's imagination by showing such bravery and good humor.
And grace.
And grace under fire, as Hemingway said, and said to the surgeons, "I hope you're all Republicans," telling his wife, "Honey, I forgot to duck." And this resonated very powerfully with the country. And in a sense, after that, he could do no wrong. The country really embraced him. And also, you see, he was very effective at communicating with the
right
people, known as the great communicator. And he borrowed from Franklin Roosevelt, Reagan, yes, the conservative, but he borrowed from the great liberal of the 20th century, FDR, by using the radio. FDR pioneered the fireside chats, and then Reagan began this business of talking to the public on the radio on Saturday mornings, and it's continued to this day.
Well, those of us who are broadcasters by training, I can just tell you so many things that I saw him do that just absolutely astonished me with, you know, correcting the grammar of a speech on the fly when his text had the same mistake in it that my text did, and I heard him read it correctly instead of just changing it. He had that kind of ability to chat intimately with,
yes,
you know, 10,000 people in a great big arena.
Yep.
But I wonder, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that he did, his policies.
Yep.
One of his important ideas was that government should be cut back. He was,
yes,
of course, he's one of those,
yes,
Westerners, yes, who pronounced,
yes,
it government.
Yes. Well, he was very much a believer in the idea that government is not the solution, government's the problem. That's a famous statement of his. And the interesting thing, of course, is that, well, the irony is that he restored a kind of confidence to government. You know, he restored a kind of confidence in the presidency. The country was so glum about the presidency when he came to office. After all, we had gone through Lyndon Johnson's credibility gap, the defeat in Vietnam, Richard Nixon having to resign because of Watergate, Gerald Ford's truncated presidency, and Jimmy Carter's essentially unsuccessful presidency. So here comes Reagan and says, well, government's not the solution. But by the end of his 8 years in office, people are keenly sympathetic again to the president and very warmly disposed toward having a strong president.
So he sort of restored the idea of the,
yeah,
presidency.
Yeah, he did.
He did have some ideas that never really did quite work. No. Some of those have never died either. The Strategic Defense Initiative, Star,
yep,
Wars,
yep,
creating a sort of missile umbrella.
Right. There's plenty of things for historians to argue about when we get into the Reagan papers. You know, it takes often 25, 30 years before you can really make a good, objective, scholarly assessment of a presidential administration, because the papers are largely closed until then. And I think there will be in the future a lot of debate, discussion about the Reagan presidency, about his tax policies, which left such enormous debt, about this Strategic Defense Initiative. Now, there's already a debate about was he really the architect of American victory in the Cold War? Now, there's no question that he deserves some credit for this, but you know, you have to go back to Harry Truman and containment, and they were the ones who put in place the policy that, in the long run, brought down the Soviet Union. Now, Reagan gets a certain amount of credit. He had the wisdom to back away from just his evil empire rhetoric and see that there was an opening with Gorbachev to negotiate and to take some of the missiles that both sides had been building out of play. And so he did advance the United States and the Soviet Union toward an end to the Cold War. There's just no question about it. But historians will be assessing this in the future. So there'll be a lot written about him. And also remember, he's one of the few presidents in American history who had 8 years in office. There have only been 12 of them. And that's a small number out of 43 now.
You called your book Ronald Reagan, The Politics of Symbolism.
Yes.
Do you think that that sort of sums up his contribution? I think I like your point that Ronald Reagan somehow, whether he succeeded or didn't succeed in many of his policies,
yes,
brought the country back to believing in a leader in the White House again.
Yes. Well, you know, he was a very effective symbolic politician. And in this modern media age, you have to be very good at symbols if you're going to be a successful president. You know, in some ways, what's interesting to me as a presidential historian is that people don't remember what a president accomplishes necessarily. They don't seem to, let's say, associate. Do they know that Franklin Roosevelt gave them Social Security or Lyndon Johnson Medicare or LBJ civil rights and voting rights? They don't remember these things as much as they remember a president's rhetoric and what he symbolized, what he seemed to stand for. This counts for a great deal. And I think that's where Reagan's greatest strength was.
Robert Dalek, presidential historian, thank you very much.
Sure, my pleasure.
President Ronald Reagan has died at his home in California. The 40th president stepped out of the public eye almost a decade ago after revealing that he was suffering from Alzheimer's disease. At that time, Mr. Reagan referred to his condition as the journey that will lead me into the sunset of my life. Family members gathered at his bedside this weekend as his condition worsened. Ronald Reagan was 93 years old. President Bush, traveling in France, called this a sad hour in the life of America.